Aid agencies in Afghanistan are trying to distribute as much food and medicine as they can before the onset of winter makes many of the roads impassable. In northern Afghanistan, aid workers say they only have another week to get supplies near the front line north of Kabul. Eric Engelman reports from the northern Afghan town of Faizabad.
Aid organizations here are operating under a very tight schedule. If they don't get supplies to frontline areas in the next week, they'll have to wait until spring to send in another convoy. Beginning in early November, heavy snows in the Hindu Kush Mountains block off all roads leading south. And this year, the possibility of starvation is real. Najibullah is head of the World Food Program in Faizabad.
This winter will be the worst winter the last 40 years that I have seen. This is the worst condition that we are facing now because of the drought, and in addition to that, the 25 years or 23 years war or fighting in the country.
The World Food Program wants to get 3,000 metric tons of wheat and vegetable oil into the Panjshir Valley in the next week. So far, they've only been able to move in a third of that. Part of the problem is transport. Aid groups here rely solely on trucking, which is slow and cumbersome. Many would gladly charter a helicopter to ferry in supplies, but the costs associated with that make it virtually impossible. Christophe Dubier heads the Faizabad office of Doctors Without Borders.
There is no insurance company in the world that now would take the chance to insure one of those flights. So as long as the front line is that close, as the situation is tense, as there's U.S. aircrafts in the air, there will be no flights to here.
Aid organizations here are also worried about the situation in Mazar-e-Sharif, the Taliban-held city just to the west, which is under constant siege by the Northern Alliance. Given the city's history of ethnic violence and reprisal killings, aid workers fear a new wave of refugees if the town changes hands. Again, Christophe Dubier.
There's a history of fightings going on between communities, between commanders. The Northern Alliance is not a peaceful setup, so I guess that it won't be a, let's say, a peaceful invasion, that's for sure.
For now, the number of refugees fleeing Mazar-e-Sharif remains small, and aid groups are concentrating on the task at hand, using this last window of opportunity to move supplies south before the bitter Afghan winter. For NPR News, Eric Engelman, Faizabad, Afghanistan.